Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord
with me.
Dr. Mary Smith-McCoy, and yes,
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. We are just so happy to be able to come before God's people on today to let you know that God, that He is God, that He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the ending. He is the first and the last, and He is the true and the living God. And I will proclaim unto you today that God, our Lord, has not some power, but He has all power in His hand. And truly, He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Come on, you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Let them know that the hour, I'm saying the hour of power broadcast is on the air. So therefore, while you are calling, I want you to know that every Wednesday, every Friday, that we will be here on the Our Power broadcast as God instructs us and as God gives us an opportunity to come on the air. So each Wednesday and Friday, tune in to the Hour of Power broadcast. We're getting ready to go before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the word says, ask and it shall be given, and to seek and ye shall find, and to knock and the door shall be opened. So we're getting ready to seek, we're getting ready to knock, and we believe that God is going to answer our prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Lord, we thank you for the great and mighty things that you're going to do according to your word. Truly, we thank you today because your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. And thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Father, we ask thee, Lord, even now to have your way. God, move in the heart and the mind of your people. Give them revelation. Give them understanding, interpretation of your word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And for this, we will bless and praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This morning, we want to talk to you about the transformation of the mind. It's time that our mind be transformed. We want to share with you from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, and then we're going to go to Genesis, the 19th chapter. But let's read two verses from the 12th chapter of Romans. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It's time for us to renew mind. Here in the book of Romans, it tells us that the author, Paul, was telling us, he's saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. He's talking to the men. He's talking to the women. He's talking to the people of God. In other words, I am begging you. I'm asking you. I'm petitioning you. And earnestly, I am asking you, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. We are not talking about in the later, the early years of the Bible, in times of the Bible, when people, they presented the goats and the lamb to Christ. They did this as an offering to God for their sins and their transgression. But today we're talking about presenting our bodies, come on, as a living sacrifice. Living is something that is not dead, that it is alive. Living sacrifice wherein God can walk in you and talk in you, and then he can elevate you, and then he can use you, that you can bring forth those great things and good things, those fruits of the Spirit inside of you, wherein a living sacrifice is that sacrifice that God is able to come in and commune in. That living sacrifice is that sacrifice that you have given your body and totally surrender your mind, your body, and your soul, and your spirit to him. So he is saying, if we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, he said that it should be holy. The word of God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And there is no sacrifice that's going to come before God except we be holy, even as there was certain stipulation when they offered the lambs, yet it could be those lambs didn't have to have, could not have any blemishes on it. So when we present our body to him, when we present our lives to him, God will make a transformation of our mind and our body and our soul and our spirit. You're saying, Dr. McCoy, I cannot walk before God if I'm just learning, if I'm just getting to know him and walk in his word. God said, present your body as a living. I'll walk in you. If you give God the opportunity, if you give God that chance to walk in you and to talk in you, if you give that opportunity to live in you, for the word of God said, if you abide in me and I in you, he said, you can ask what you will and it shall be given unto you. So therefore, we have to abide in him. And the only way we can be a living sacrifice for Christ if we let God abide in us. How am I going to let God abide in me? Is studying the word of God, being obedient to the word of God. For the word of God said to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman of God need not be ashamed to rightly divide the word of truth. See, when you do these things, then God letting us know that those things are going to be acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. Presenting our body to Christ is our reasonable service. It's not unreasonable that we present our bodies to Christ. It's a reasonable sacrifice. After all, he paid the price 2,000 years ago for my healing, for my deliverance, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your sin, for your transgression. He paid that price for your sickness and your infirmities in your body that you could have a right to the tree of life. So what he is saying to you today is to present your body to him. Lord, I surrender. Lord, God, live in me. God, abide in me. And he is saying that this is our reasonable service to him. So the author encouraging us to present our body before God. Isn't it a true love when you want people to do what's right? When we don't love God, when we don't love others, we don't care what they do, where they go, what they say. But God is saying through the Apostle Paul that we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice before our God. And in that second verse, it said, and be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind. You know, it's so easy when we're not in the will of God, It's so easy when we're slipping and sliding to conform to the things of this world. Easy for us to do what the world is doing and talk the way the world is talking. But Christ says to us to be not conformed. Don't conform just because it may be 80% of people that are doing wrong. And I'm not saying it's 80%. I'm giving you an analogy here that you can't conform to what they are doing. You know, you can't do that and be a child of God. I believe in the word of God in Joshua said, choose ye this day whom ye will serve. He said, me and my household, we will serve the Lord. So therefore, we have to make a choice. It's time for us to make a choice. It's time for us to not be conformed. Don't do what the world is doing just because the world is engaging in certain acts and certain things, and their philosophy and their way of life is not according to the word of God. We can't be conformed no matter what the numbers may say, no matter what people may be doing, because there are many, many people, righteous people, that are not conforming to the things of this world. So he said, instead of being conformed to the things of this world, he's saying, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How our mind is going to be renewed except we get in the word of God? How is our mind going to be renewed except we get a part of the body of Christ? How are we, our mind going to get renewed unless we pray and seek the face of God? For the word of God says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven. He said that I will forgive the sin, and he said that he will heal the land. I say to you today, it's time for your mind to be renewed. Come on, it's time for us to not stop being conformed to the things of this world. Don't go along with the thing, what they're doing in this world, but be transformed by the renewal of our mind. When I thought about transform, I thought about the program in 1986, I believe, that they had this program, the Transformer, and they turned, you know, it was a process when they needed it. They turned these vehicles into the type of vehicles that they want to turn things into the things that they want to turn it into. I'm telling you today that it's time for us to not be conformed, but transform. We can be transformed, people of God, by the renewing of our mind. We can change. It's no reason why we cannot be changed. But our mind has to be renewed so we can prove that what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. When I began to think about this message, and the Lord just put in my spirit, and I thought about Abraham, and I thought about Lot, and I just want to bring you up to where we are as we began to talk about the word of God and talk about transformation and talk about our mind being renewed and how important it is for our mind to be renewed. We can't stay in the same mentality that we were in when we was not born again, when we were not saved. And we cannot live in that way. We cannot operate in that way. God does not operate in that way. So I remember how the three men that came and they had talked to, when we, in, I believe in that 9-8 Genesis, and you could go back and read it, and how they had made a visitation to Abraham, and how they came, and Abraham with hospitality was able to go and to give them to give them those things that they need to make them comfortable. Like you have a guest that come to your home and a welcome guest, and you want to be nice and show hospitality to them. And these are the things that Abraham and Sarah had done. And so, therefore, we see that they came, and at that particular time, they did tell us, and they talked about how Abraham and Sarah was going to have this child. And so, if you remember at that time, and Sarah began to laugh because she didn't think, oh, I'm old, and how am I going to have a child at my age? But yet, she didn't really believe that she was going to have a child because she was so old at her age. But yet, they proclaimed to her and let her know that she was going to have a child. And during this time, the Lord allowed them to let Abraham know that they were going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their lifestyle, because of their mentality, because of the way that they had been living and the things that they did. So, of course, we know that Lot was over there in Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember when they, Abraham and Lot, they had accumulated so much and they had to depart and they couldn't stay together. And so Abraham given Lot a choice of the land and where they want to go, and because it looks so prosperous, so good, instead of giving it to Abraham, he decided that, hey, we'll take this area. And so they moved over there to the area in the place of Sodom and Gomorrah because it was a prosperous place and a place that he chose to live. So therefore, Abraham decided, you will take the other, so that there wouldn't be any quarrels between the people that they had and them, because of the land that had gotten too small. God had blessed them with so much. But in doing so, in the wickedness of the people, in their mentality, about not renewing their mind and not having Christ upon their life, we see here in this word of God that God had decided that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And so after telling Abraham began to be like an evangelist. He began to petition. He began intercessor, shall I say, as well. He wanted to be petitioning for the lives of those that were in Sodom and Gomorrah because of the fact that his nephew Lot was over there. So Abraham said to God, if there are 50 people over there, would you not destroy it for 50? That those that 50 of them that are righteous, you know, 50 of them that are doing right before you, 50 of them that mind have been renewed, mind has been changed, and so he couldn't find 50 of them. And then he began to say, Lord, if there's 45, if 45 people, see, that's the love of God. The love of God, the love of a man and a woman that loves God and that loves his people, that don't want them to be destroyed, that don't want them to be taken out, that don't want them to burn in the fire. So therefore, he petitioned for, and then he had to come down for 40. Isn't that something? You got a big place. You got a large place. You got people that populate in a certain area, but all of these people, their minds have been conformed and not transformed to the things of God. The Word of God says for us not to be not conformed, but conformed by the renewing of our mind. It takes a transformation. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable will of God. So after petition for the 40, he didn't get the 40, and they couldn't even find 30. He kept going before God because he knew that his family was there. He knew that Lot was there, and he didn't want Lot and his family to be destroyed. So therefore, he petitioned God. Come on, could you see the love of God in Abraham? Could you see not the love of God in God giving him a chance? I won't do it if you find 30. And even he kept on. So he got down to 20. Lord, if you find 20 in there, would you not destroy it? Would you not destroy it for the 20? And then he came down to 10 people. 10 people, come on. 10 people. Could you not destroy it for 10? Would you not destroy it for 10? And I'm telling you, that's a sad situation. Could you imagine whatever city that you live in and you cannot find 50 people that are living right, 50 people that has renewed their mind, people that have not been conformed to this world, 50 people that their mind have been transformed by the renewing of their mind through the Spirit? But in this case, at this time, God had sent the angels, sent these men of God to this place where Lot was. And when they had gone there, they seen that when they had was there in Solomon and Gomorrah, they had the Word of God let us know that this place was corrupt. This place was a place where men was with men, women with women. This place was a place that they did everything imaginable. They did everything abominable. Their minds had been conformed to the things of the world. And so therefore, when they got to Lot and knocked on his door and came to Lot and came the men of God, that which was the angels, came. Well, the men in that town, they seen they knew that the people were not from there. And so they came to Lot, and they were at his door, and they were trying to get to the men, that fresh meat, to somebody that they hadn't touched, somebody that they hadn't been with, or somebody that they wanted. They came and they tried to, come on, to get them so that they could commit acts of sexual type acts with them. I'm talking about a city that minds need to have been renewed, and people needed to have been saved. Where was the evangelist? Where was the preacher? Where was the teacher? Where was the apostles and the prophets? Where was the people that have said, Lord, for you I live, and Lord, for you I will die? Where are the people that presented their body as a living sacrifice before God? They was not there. But because of Abraham, because of the love that God had for Abraham, he permitted the angels to go in to Lot to get him out of the place. But when they arrived at that particular time, they seen him and they was trying to get in. And then Lot began to let them know, say, hey, I got some daughters in here, never been touched. And I was, in my mind, I was wondering why they'd never been touched, because they were married. They were virgins, and yet because of Lot, Lot wanted to say, you can have, in other words, you can have my daughters. You know, don't bother these men. Leave them alone. But that is not what they wanted. They wanted to get these men. And so we see in the Word of God, so you can read the 18th and the 19th chapter, or you can read the whole chapter of Genesis, which would be a good thing. But at the same time, we see how the men's minds had turned, how they were so wicked. See, God cannot deal in wickedness. If there is a transformation and renewing of the mind, God will deal with those people. He will change you no matter what you have been in, no matter who you may. Yes, you may have been in that lifestyle. Yes, you may have been a hooker. Yes, you could have been a liar. Yes, you could have been one that loved pornography. Come on. But there, when your mind have been renewed, when your heart have been changed, God will save and God will deliver you. And I'm quite sure, even as God has given them a chance, because he could have destroyed them before then, but then we see that they, the angels, the men that God has sent, they cause a darkness to come so that they could not get to that door. They couldn't find the entrance into the door in order to get in. And then we find ourselves how the Lord was getting ready to destroy this city. And so therefore, Lot, the angels let them know to get their his wife and get his family together. Come on, I want you to see what I'm talking about this morning. Come on, walk with me. Walk with me this morning. In other words, walk with Jesus and you speak through me. And it, and as we see the Lot, come on, Lot, I want to talk about Lot for a little bit. Because Lot, his mind needed to be renewed as well because of the fact he went to his son-in-law's, his children, his daughter, husband. And he tried to let them know, he told them how that Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed. But because something wasn't happening there, something that they couldn't look on Lot as a really a man of God and a man that they would believe, a prophet of God or whatever he could have been, they didn't really believe. They really kind of laughed at him. They didn't believe it, and they wanted to stay in the same lifestyle. I don't know what they were doing, but they didn't want to leave out of sin. Do you have you seen people that are in sin and don't want to let sin? You ever seen anybody that in living a life of transgression and a life that can cause them to die and not to live? Because the Word of God says, let us know the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So son-in-laws, oh my goodness, they didn't want to leave. And let me tell you something, they did not leave. They stayed. They let Lot take his daughters and his wife out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But they neglected. They decided, we're not going. Because had they decided to go, they would have taken their wives with them. They were taking their family with them, but they did not. They chose not to do so. When they did, the angels had to even try to hurry Lot out of. Isn't that something? When you know that your city and the people and God is getting ready to destroy and God's getting ready to come on in and God's getting ready to make a difference and God getting ready to burn up some, to take some people's lives, and would you not get up and get out of there? They had to even hurry Lot to get up, and get at the herb and get out of there, because the angels knew that God was getting ready to destroy that city with fire and brimstone, to annihilate, to destroy it. So Lot, his wife, daughters, they began to go out of the city. And when they did, the instruction was, come on, instruction was for them not to look back, because God was getting ready to destroy whence they came. The prosperity that they had, the good times that they thought they were living in, the things that they had, the possession that they had, they was going to be destroyed. So their instruction was not to look back. Not to look back. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we are so much in the sin and transgressions and the things that we used to do. I used to be a drunkard. You know, you say, I used to this and that. I used to go to the parties. I used to party hard. And I used to do this and that. I used to be the number one alcoholic, you know. I was a drug dealer, and I did this, and I did that. And then you began to, with the boys, party with the boys, party with the girls, party with all of them. And sometimes the atmosphere, you know how they have these nightclubs and how they do when you look at modern times and see how they make things so attractive to people that it makes them come and be a part of it. It draws them. Come on. It draws them, the lights and the beauty of the place. Well, the place that they were in was, in their mentality, it's the place that we want to be. You know, we want the good time. We want the party time. We don't want nobody to tell us what to do. We don't want anybody to tell us how to live. So what the instruction was for them, not to look back. And we see in the Word of God, you read it, that Lot's wife, instead of following the orders and the Word of God and the men of God that he had sent there, instead of doing what they asked them not to do, Lot's wife looked back. Because she missed those things. Her heart was back there. Her heart was in those things. She looked back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Did you hear what I said? She turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back. Looking back on those things she had, those things that she experienced. You know, I'm not saying that she had all of the things that maybe people may have. I know that she had plenty and the people had plenty. But her heart was back. Could you not imagine you, God, trying to bring you out and save you, God? You know, I'm thinking about, you know, that big table that I have. I'm thinking about that. The car that I'm driving. I'm thinking about all those people, my friends and my associates. I'm thinking about my best friend. I'm thinking about all of these people that I'm going to be leaving. I'm thinking about the good time that we had in the nightclub, that good time that we had communing together and having a good time together. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about those good times that I'm going to miss. Let me see it one more time. Let me see it one more time. Instead of being obedient, let me see it one more time. And that one more time of disobedience, one more time of disobedience, call her to turn unto a pillar of salt. And Lot and his daughters, they went on. They did not turn back. They did not turn back then. They did not turn back. But when we read the word of God, we see, even as we began to look at God's word, when we read in Romans, when we read Romans, the 12th chapter, because there's somebody that needs to hear me this morning. Paul was saying, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living, your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I got to hurry up. But then we see, after they had been saved from the brimstone and the fire, and they were able to get out of Sodom and Gomorrah, the mentality, they got out, but their mind had not been renewed. They had not been changed. They conformed to the things of this word. They didn't have a transformation of the mind. Their mind was not renewed in the things of God. So we can tell that it wasn't, because of the fact that where they were, I got to move here, but when we began to think about what happened there, say what you want to say, but you have to be careful about what you do and the lifestyle that you live. No matter if you move from California to Jacksonville, Florida, if you still got that mentality that you had when you were in California and you moved to Jacksonville, you're going to bring that mentality to Jacksonville if you have not changed. You can be in Hawaii and you having that halula thing in Hawaii. But if your mind have not been transformed, you'll bring it to that next place that you were going to reside in. So look what they did. They seen their father. And Lot apparently liked to drink. He liked to drink this wine, and he was, that's something that he did. But then they began to talk to one another, the elder and the youngest daughter, because their husband didn't come. And they were saying, well, we're in this place. Seems like there is not anybody else around us that's going to be able to give us any children. So they decided that the elder was going to go in first. We're going to get our father drunk. Come on, look at me. Look at what I'm saying. Listen to me. See what I'm saying? When a person needs a transformation of the mind and renewing of the mind, because when you're not renewed and you're not saved, you're liable to do anything. But they talked among themselves, and the elder went in to her father and had a sexual experience with her father while they got him drunk. There should not be that much drunkenness in the world that you're going to have your daughter have sex with your daughter. I got to hurry up. And then they decided that, hey, I did it this night, so we're going to get our father drunk again. And the younger one went in, had sex with her dad, her father, and both of them became pregnant from their father. They was conformed to the world, to the things of the world, what they experienced and what they, the surrounded, the things that they were in. It caused them to do these terrible and awful things because of the fact that their mind needs to be renewed. I'm getting ready to pray right now. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word of God today. We thank you, God, that we will not be conformed to the things of this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind through the Spirit. Father, even as we pray, God, we pray, God, for the people, God, that we are speaking to. We're speaking to those that all around the world, God, those, God, that in the strategic areas, God, those, God, that you have allowed, God, to cause other people's lives to be changed, even as Abraham was so concerned about his relatives, God, that he wanted God to not to destroy the place. So, Father God, give us that heart. God, that we do not want our family. God, that we don't want our friend. God, that we don't want our loved one. God, that we don't want our neighbor. God, that we don't want our city, our state, our nation, God, the world to be destroyed, Father, because of not conforming, our mind not being transformed. Father, we ask the Lord God to the save and God to deliver. God, those that have been sinned, those that have been in transgression, God, I pray even now, God, that you will renew their mind and God, that you will touch their heart and God, that they will come out of darkness, God, into this marvelous light. Father, you said that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead. God, you said that we shall be saved. Father God, save men and women, boys and God, save them right now. God, because you're able to save to the uttermost. Father God, we word let us know that we all have sinned. God knows that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But Father, God, change us. God, change, Father God, Father, those that are conforming to the things of this world, that they can be renewed by the Spirit of the Most High God, by renewing their mind through the Spirit. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in on this coming Wednesday at this very same time. May God bless and may he keep you is our prayer. Thank you.